Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Big changes and new titles imminent for WWE Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Plus, CM Punk's first sighting since that press conference. And a title match has been announced for Dynamite tonight. For Wednesday, September the 28th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Triple H, I gotta ask, you're in charge of creative now. How is the product gonna be different underneath you as opposed to when Vince McMahon had the book?
You gotta watch the show.
Come on, that's not an answer.
That is an answer.
That's not a good one.
If you asked the question and I answered you, that's an answer.
That's not the answer
right?
I wanted.
Yeah. No, I know it isn't, but that's it. That's how it works. Gotta watch the show. Look. This is the longest running stuff on TV. We say it all the time, right? Raw, SmackDown, SummerSlam, just everything that we're doing, right? There are a massive pair of shoes to fill that I'm trying in some way to step into, but I do not dream for one second that I can fill those shoes by myself. It's going to take, period, but by myself, it's going to take a lot of us. It's going to take a team. It's going to take everybody here to fill those shoes and continue this on, but we will. We will. The intent is to continue the legacy of what has been going on, what made me fall in love with this business that he created, and to take it to new levels, to take it beyond where it is now. The only way we're going to do that is with a team. That's with Steph, that's with Nick Khan, that's with myself, that's with Kevin Dunn, that's with everybody that is here, that is with all this talent. We have the greatest, hardest working talent in the world. I have no doubt in my mind with this team that we can do it. Not an inkling of doubt. It's just a lot of hard work, and we're all gonna grind and we're all gonna make it do because we have the greatest fans in the world, and we're gonna make sure that they get everything they want out of this product. And then some.
That was Triple H speaking for the first time since becoming head of creative at WWE. And he had some big plans under his watch. We've already seen quite a few of those plans coming to fruition. Some big returns from names that we never thought we'd see again. And in the past couple of weeks, we've seen a few little tweaks here and there to the NXT product as well. And it is not going to stop. Fightful Select say that cosmetic alterations are expected for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT very soon. We've already seen the logo change for NXT, kind of ushering in what is casually being called the white and gold era of NXT. And it's looking as if, according to Fightful Select and sources close to them, that we could be looking at some similar changes cosmetically for Raw and for SmackDown as well. Is this the time we bring back the SmackDown fist? I mean, come on. If we're going to do it at any point, it's got to be now. I, for one, would love to see the SmackDown fist make a comeback. 2002, when I was watching wrestling as a fan, seeing that big thing on top of the Tron with the fireworks blazing across it. So very cool. We know they've still got it. It's in storage somewhere. The SmackDown fist may be something that arcs back to an era that Triple H knows so very well as well. Could be something brand spanking new. We will wait and see. Title belts getting an upgrade as well. So we are hearing Fightful Select say those we have spoken to claim that there are at least three new sets of title belts that are finished and currently in hand by WWE. Belt Fan Dan, who is the best resource for wrestling championships, has highlighted a couple of those as new tag team title belts. Now, I will say this, if you are expecting the return of that sort of weird egg from WWE tag titles history, or maybe the return of the winged eagle, I wouldn't hold your breath. Now, Belt Fan Dan is noting they are existing designs with a black strap, jewel plates, and a big WWE logo in the middle. He also stated there are old, never-used tag team titles, which look like the women's tag titles on coloured straps. And sources indicate that this could potentially be a new design that is used for tag titles on Raw and SmackDown to kind of bring them cosmetically in line with the women's tag team title belts at the moment. WWE are big fans of that symmetry and having the logo very much front and center on the title belts. You may not be a fan. Obviously, I'm the Winged Eagle, Big Eagle era myself, and I loved those belts. But I can understand from a business perspective why you would want your company logo very much front and center, the main article on a belt. I totally get why you would want to do that. So whilst they may not be massively different to what we have now, it's always nice to get some shiny new belts, so we could be seeing those, plus some cosmetic changes to Raw, SmackDown, and NXT very, very soon.
The fact that I have to sit up here because we have irresponsible people who call themselves EVPs and couldn't fucking manage a target, and they spread lies and bullshit and put into a media that I got somebody fired when I have fuck all to do with him, want nothing to do with him, do not care where he works, where he doesn't work, where he eats, where he sleeps. And the fact that I have to get up here and do this in 2022 is fucking embarrassing. And if y'all are at fault, fuck you. If you're not, I apologize. But what did I ever do in this world to deserve an empty-headed fucking dumb fuck like Hangman Adam Page to go out on national television and fucking go into business for himself? For what? What did I do, Dave? What did I ever do?
Me.
Didn't do a goddamn thing.
I'll tell you why I'm upset about it. It's because if you're an EVP, you don't try to middle your top babyface. Try to get your niche audience that's on the internet to hate him for some made-up bullshit rumor. Really pisses me off. Stepping on your own dick, trying to fucking, you know, make money, sell tickets, fill arenas, and these stupid guys think they're in Reseda.
Oh, it feels like a long time since, I don't know about you, since I've heard the CM Punk press conference rant, attack, shoot, whatever we're calling it now. That was the last time we heard from CM Punk in an AEW capacity. Nothing on AEW TV since then. He hasn't been referenced And it's looking like, as the other Cultaholic lads have been talking about in the last couple of weeks, that CM Punk may be done completely with AEW. That's something that we're not here to talk about today, though. What we are here to talk about is the first sighting of CM Punk since that All Out press conference, as Punk, surrounded by his favourite muffins and numerous drinks, went off on AEW management. A photo emerged, first shared by CM Sapphic on Twitter, massive CM Punk fan. It's a fan photo of a young fan posing with CM Punk, taken not long ago. This was shared about 20 hours ago on Twitter. And it's CM Punk, a smile on his face, but very obviously a brace across his left arm from just under his armpit all the way down to his wrist. He has an arm brace on, which clearly indicates the suggestions that CM Punk was indeed injured in his last match, and this led to him taking time away while suspended. And this may also mean that this may lead to, as we've been discussing, him not coming back to AEW at all. Yes, it does indeed confirm the fact that CM Punk is injured. That is quite a heavy brace he's got on his arm. And regardless of the situation that he is in with AEW, we of course wish CM Punk a full and speedy recovery.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot of moving and shaking from WWE TV deals over the past few weeks. WWE and Hulu have gone back and forth with negotiations. Hulu have worked with WWE for a long, long time now, and they've been previously broadcasting offshoot WWE programming. They've also been broadcasting 205 Live and NXT Level Up, and it looked as if that deal was coming to an end. PW Insider have said that the expiration date for all WWE content on Hulu has been pushed back. It was meant to be just the other day. It's now been pushed back to this coming Friday. Obviously, discussions between the two sides are continuing, say PW Insider. Meanwhile, a major deal has been struck with Australia and WWE, as they will now work with Foxtel Group on a new partnership. Foxtel will become the exclusive home of WWE in Australia. Now, Fox 8 will continue to air WWE programming, but as well, there will be a 24/7 WWE channel airing all WWE premium live events and weekly programming beginning in December. This will be featured on Foxtel's Binge streaming service, which will exclusively house the WWE Network in Australia. Also, selected content will appear on KO Sports. This is a deal that WWE are really excited about. It really gives them a stronger foothold in Australia. No doubt another Super Showdown or a major stadium event, a bit like how the UK saw with Clash at the Castle, could be on the horizon as a result of all of this going down. We're staying on the TV deal front, right? And some plans were set for this coming Friday that would have seen WWE and AEW going head-to-head, SmackDown going up against Rampage and Battle of the Belts. PW Insider have confirmed that is not happening now. AEW's Rampage will air now at its usual time slot at 10 p.m. and Battle of the Belts 4 will be live after 11. So AEW and SmackDown no longer going head-to-head as was originally discussed. Now, last night we had NXT, some stories coming out of that, including a suspension for Gallus after the Pub Rules match against Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. We saw Gallus attacking security and referees in the midst of a post-match brawl. WWE.com later putting out that due to Gallus's actions involving the assault of WWE officials and security personnel after the Pub Rules tag match, Wolfgang, Mark, and Joe Coffey have been suspended indefinitely, effective immediately. A storyline suspension for the Gallus boys that I don't know where this will lead. Hopefully, it means they will stick around as part of NXT 2.0, whether this means they go away, get themselves a little bit of a rebrand and come back. One to keep an eye on. We also had our title match main event for NXT Halloween Havoc confirmed last night on NXT television. Ilya Dragunov and JD McDonagh arguing over who was going to face Bron Breakker next. Bron Breakker came out and said, "I'll take you both. I'm hardcore." That was what Tommy Dreamer said in ECW back in the day. He didn't say that. That's a weird connection to make there, Tom. But we are going to get Bron Breakker versus JD McDonagh versus Ilya Dragunov for the NXT Championship at Halloween Havoc, triple threat rules style. Also, we'll get the ladder match for the NXT North American title, Carmelo Hayes, Oro Mensah, formerly Oliver Carter, and Wes Lee have already qualified with two more names to be announced. And we have an AEW interim women's title match confirmed for Dynamite tonight. After pinning Toni Storm 2 weeks ago, Serena Deeb gets her shot at the interim women's title on tonight's episode of Dynamite. Serena Deeb and Toni Storm should have a banger. They'll work beautifully together. I'm excited to see it. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. And for a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring British wrestler Shreddy, stick around on this podcast feed and check out patreon.com/cultaholic a little later on today. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks. Nice to be back. Thank you for the lovely messages while I was away. Feels good to be back, sat here with you, bringing you the latest wrestling news in podcast form every single morning. We'll continue to do that, shall we? But do keep up to date throughout the day on the latest wrestling news as it happens, including more on these big changes to Raw, SmackDown, and NXT by going to cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.